Hello, everyone, and welcome to Self Care Mastery. I'm Adela Rubio, the founder of Self Care Mastery, where bold thinkers share leading-edge tools to activate your self-care. And I'm going to switch over to our lecture mode so that we can get started. Thank you for everyone who's checked in and everyone who's here with us on the bridge line and on the webcast, and those folks will be listening in a little bit later.
All guests are now muted.
Great. So, a Financial Course in Miracles founders, Cindy Morris and Jacqueline Smiley, reveal cutting-edge left-brain financial tools and right-brain emotional belief busters. So, on our call today, you're going to actually experience and learn about EFT, which is emotional freedom techniques, to bust through your blocks and resistance so you can achieve the financial security and success you've always wanted. Those of you that may be new to A Financial Course in Miracles, let me tell you a bit about our guest. And Jackie, I hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly.
It is Smiley. Way to go.
Yay. Ooh. Jacqueline Smiley began her career in alternative healthcare in 1980. She's certified in multiple modalities, including NAET, EEG, neurofeedback, and naturopathy. Jackie uses emotional freedom technique with most of her clients. What interests Jackie most is the relationship of emotions to life and the observation that until you truly love yourself, you will not live the healthy, vibrant life that you are here on this planet to live. Cindy Morris is a leading authority in money management and has been involved in the field since she was in high school. She's been a small business owner for the last 15 years and has helped hundreds of families achieve financial well-being and peace of mind during her 8 years as a financial coach and planner. She's also a certified credit report reviewer, certified divorce financial analyst, certified retirement counselor, and licensed tax preparer. It just sounds like the two of you are such a beautiful blend.
It's pretty hilarious, isn't it?
I'm like, it's you know, it's like the best of both worlds. When I was looking at that left brain, right brain approach, I was totally engaged and felt like, wow, this really covers everything. So I'd like to just start off, Jackie and Cindy, with each of you telling us just a little bit about yourselves and how you got into your professional fields.
Should I go first, Cindy?
Sure. Go ahead, Jackie.
Okay. All righty. Well, I'm just so happy to speak to everyone today, and this is a beautiful journey I've been on. I'm 55. I've been in an alternative practice for 29 years now, but it goes beyond that, and this is where it kind of tickles me. After I graduated from college in humanities, I went into the alternative healthcare field, and I got a letter from my grandmother in her 80s saying that I was following in the family's footsteps, and I had no idea what she was talking about. let me just say, though, my grandparents were Christian Science practitioners, and back in the 60s, people would call my grandmother. And back then the fee was $5 for phone prayer consultation. And we had volumes and volumes of notebooks of all the healings from around the world. People from Japan all over would call for my grandmother to pray the corrective thoughts, to correct the thoughts that were making them sick so they could heal. And so it's a little bit more than $5 a session nowadays, but it's pretty similar. And then... But what she let me know was back in 1902, Dr. Palmer, the first chiropractor, taught his first class in chiropractics, and my great aunt and uncle took that class and were in his first graduating class of chiropractors.
Wow.
So I have their business card on my office wall, and so without even consciously choosing to go into this field, it's just my nature. I love medicine. I love doctors, but I'm just so much on the idea if you correct the thoughts, you give your body and mind a chance to heal, and it's been my passion all these years. Let me just say one last little thing. What I find is that after everyone's healed their relationships with their spouses, their parents, their children, their job, the thing that keeps them up at night, gives them gastrointestinal stress, arthritis, is the relationship with money. And it seems to me that that's the last thing that pops up most often for people. And when you get this handled, where you can get peace in your money, you are truly on your way to a glorious life.
Mm. Thank you, Jackie.
Mm-hmm.
Cindy?
Well, it's kind of interesting, you know, how these things run in families. I think I've always been on this path, even as a kid. I remember when I first started babysitting, I was about, I don't know, 11 or 12, and I had these little containers in my dresser drawer where I would sort out my money, and 25% went here and 25% went there. And I remember 25% used to go for clothes and 25% went to savings and 25% went to, like, records and going out with my friends and stuff, which, of course, we didn't do as much as our kids do today. But so I think I must have, you know, been kind of pointed in this direction. And in terms of my family, my dad was an accounting major and always worked in business. I have a brother who's a CPA, and he actually works for Intuit, the makers of Quicken and QuickBooks. Mm-hmm. And my sister sells small group health insurance. So we're all kind of in this same, you know, financial arena. And I majored in family and consumer economics, and one of the times we had to take, you know, several communication classes in different areas, and I had created a budget presentation, and I used it over and over again, and I think the guy I was seeing at the time, I think he might have even used it, although I married him later and it didn't help. But I've also been a bank officer. And now a licensed tax preparer as well. But it's funny because I don't love numbers. People think that, you know, oh, you must have been so good in math or you're really into the numbers. And, you know, I really don't care what the numbers are. I think of them as a tool to help us get where we want to go. And that's all I care about, the numbers. If I just had to, you know, do actuarial work or just sit with a calculator all day, I would absolutely go bonkers. So it's the people part of it, and it's using the numbers to solve problems that is really what my passion is in this whole area.
Mm.
And, yeah. So, and I actually got into this particular kind of work because of marital stress that we had around debt and how we handled money and how to communicate about money, none of which we did very well.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking for someone to help, and you know, we weren't bad enough for consumer credit counselors or bankruptcy. That wasn't for us. And most of our stuff was in retirement, or we were trying to bootstrap a vineyard and that sort of thing. So a financial planner who was going to manage our assets wasn't really the right person either. And I just couldn't find anyone that would help with the nuts and bolts of teaching us how to communicate and how to plan things out. And so when I got on my own, this is what I did.
Mm-hmm. So can you tell us how this left brain, right brain approach that you came up with came into being? And
sure. Well, on my end of it, the right brain end, obviously, I had been working with Cindy. She was my financial coach for about 18 months. And on my end, in my private practice, I can clear out the fear of money, the guilt about money, the frustration with money, so you're in peace with it.
Mm-hmm.
But the patterns repeat over and over and over again until you upgrade the skills, until you learn what to do with the money.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's you've got to get at peace and joy and get rid of the guilt, but that's only part of it. If you don't know what to do with money, and in my case, I'm an entrepreneur, which I resonated with what you were talking about earlier, and my parents were entrepreneurs, and we're very good at making money. That's something that we're okay with, but it's what do you do with it when it gets in to my hands? That's when I get confused. It's like Cindy had it all lined up as a child. I didn't know what to do with it, and I still didn't. So working with her gave me the skills, and now everything just flows. So that's on my end. What about your, Cindy?
Well, as Adele said, I've been teaching people money management for about the last 8 years, and I can really help them. I can really show people how to handle their money. But over and over again, I found people would get stopped out and they wouldn't succeed, and it had to do with their emotions and beliefs. It wasn't just the mechanical part. You know, to tell you the truth, money can be done by anyone who makes it through the fourth grade. So all of you on the call, I'm sure, made it through the fourth grade. You can all do money. And if you're not doing money, yeah, maybe you need some training, but over and over again, I've come to believe that it is because your emotions and beliefs are where you're stuck. And so I could really help people on the technical side of things, but I couldn't really help them with the emotional and the belief part as much as I wanted to. And so on one of the calls Jackie and I were on, we started kind of talking about this, and lo and behold, we decided that we would team up, and so A Financial Course in Miracles was born.
Yeah. It feels like such a complete solution, because you mentioned something before that I'm going to tell you, I was actually going to raise a question about this one, that you talked about, you know, money coming in, and it's so funny to notice that there are certain patterns that repeat. I think Jackie was talking about this, actually.
Uh-huh.
And so I wondered if you could, because I've got lots of questions, and I even forwarded some of those questions for you. But in order for folks to get the most value, I would love for you to cover, like, what are some of those main issues? I'd like to cover them from both sides, actually, in terms of the energy of the beliefs and also in terms of the barriers to the practicality, because of what I love about your approach, and I actually downloaded your bonus offer for the Self-Care Mastery Series, which is phenomenal because there's a video and there's these great, you know, tools that you can use and implement right away. What I loved was the physical and the non-physical, approaching it from a holistic perspective, a whole person perspective. So can each of you go into a little bit about what are those main things that really keep people stuck, whether it's in the physical, the actual practical stuff, or the energetic belief aspect of it?
Cindy, would you like to take this one first? Or?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll go ahead and start with this one. Well, I think there are some really, really basic practical things that people can do around their money to get things in order, and part of that depends on where they are. In our series, we have people that, you know, they make $1 million, they have millions of dollars in the bank, and all the way down to, you know, people who don't have either one of those. Although, interestingly enough, most of us will have at least $1 million pass through our hands in our lifetime. If you make $25,000 a year over 20 years, you're going to have $1 million pass through your hands. So we're all millionaires. In a way. And, you know, that's the kind of practical thing I like to talk about. Here's another one. For example, if you want to have $1,000 a year from today, I can guarantee that you'll have $1,000 a year from today if you save $2.74 a day.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can't just save, you can't just not spend it. You actually have to, you know, intentionally put it away. But I don't know that there's, you know, very many other people who would say, I can give you, you know, I can tell you exactly how to have $1,000 from today.
Mm-hmm.
And this is all you have to do. We're really about, and I guess this gets into the more of the right brain, but we're really about celebrating small victories. Because we know that in our bodies, our bodies don't know the difference between a huge major victory and a small victory. It's all about our mindset about it and how we celebrate it. And so if you can celebrate and be excited about saving $2.74 every day, then your whole being changes
mm-hmm.
with those kinds of thoughts, and you start to move into you know, feeling grateful for what you have and feeling more abundant and starting to manage your money a lot differently than you may ever have done so before.
Yeah, and those actual physical actions that you take, those are the ones that actually help you shift your focus.
That's right. That's right. So, I mean, $1,000, if you've never, you know, if you've never done this before, $1,000 is a huge number.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's where we like to break it down into really the small steps, the small victories. And, of course, along that same line, we encourage people to set up automatic transfers so that they have an environment set up for themselves, a system that really supports them.
Wonderful. So you help folks with the actual systems to get in place so that they can start experiencing these feelings of, you know, being someone who achieves their goals and is abundant and can actually have a physical pathway for their energetic intentions.
That's right.
Yeah.
But even, I'm going to segue over to Jackie here, because even when people understand the concepts, people can go, oh, yeah, I get it, but they are stuck. They can still get stuck, or they can get it started and then get stuck when they hit a bump in the road. And that's, you know, we address a lot of those bumps in the road, too. Let's say that you're paying, you know, we talk about it, paying off your debt. And so you might go along for some months, everything's, you know, you're following the plan that you've set up and everything's working fine, and then boom, something happens. Life happens. And so we talk about how to handle those practical strategies for things so that you can stay on track. But even so, we know that, you know, in the last 8 years I've worked with so many people, I know that there's still points along the way where people get stuck, even if they know it in their head. And that's why we need to deal with the emotions and beliefs that Jackie does such a great job at.
Fantastic. Jackie, do you want to...
Yeah, from the right brain aspect, and I'm speaking not only of others, but so many of the patterns that I've had in my past, for a lot of people, receiving money is like playing the hot potato game. As soon as it comes in, they can't wait to get rid of it. And the bigger the amount that comes in, the faster they want to get rid of it. And so, you know, that's a fact. I mean, within a couple of years, lottery winners lose everything. They have nothing left. Very few people can handle increase of income. That's why they're stuck at the income that they're at. And if they have an inheritance, it goes. No matter what the planner says, please don't spend your money. I'll give you interest every year. They've got to spend it. They're so uncomfortable with increase. This is one of the primary things that keeps us stuck, is the fear of increase. Money is nothing but a form of energy, and it's we've got to open up to feelings of worthiness of it, comfort with it, or, you know, we just give it away as fast as we possibly can or waste it. And I'm sure a lot of people can relate to that.
Well, we just had a question come in right before you answered that. And that was one of mine. So,
and so that's where a lot of EFT comes in, the emotional freedom technique. And, you can go to emofree.com, emofree.com, and you will see a 7-minute introduction to all the things that can happen with emotional freedom technique. And when you get the money, and this is tough for people. You know, you ask them to just not touch it, not cash it, not do anything for 25 hours, and feel the feelings that come up. It could be tears. It could be rage. It can be fear, undeserving. It's just sitting in your house or in your purse or in your glove compartment is powerful. And it's not the money. That's just a piece of paper sitting there. It's not doing anything to you. It's all your accumulated history and beliefs about money and beliefs about yourself and what your parents taught you, what the world teaches you. And, you know, fortunately now we have these wonderful ways of clearing out these emotional blocks so you can get comfortable with the generosity of the universe, and you can welcome more in and let it come in and actually grow instead of keep starting over again and again.
Yeah. Is that something that you can actually take us through and experience?
I would love to, yeah. Could I work with you specifically? and then everybody could do it along with us, but you could say it, the phrases with me?
Yeah,
would that be good?
Absolutely. I'm so open for this.
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Are you getting a tax? Is there something you're receiving? Or can you think of a time where it came in and you couldn't handle it?
Oh, this happens all the time. It's a recurring pattern for me. This is, like, so perfect.
Beautiful. Can you think of a specific time?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, very specific. And I want you to picture receiving that. Did it come as a check or a deposit or cash? How did that come in?
Came in electronically.
Electronically.
Yeah.
And then did you go online and see your balance?
I was so excited. I kept checking because I would get an email every time that, you know, someone purchased something. And it was like a roller coaster ride. I was so happy. And it kept coming and coming and coming. And just when I thought, wow, that's really great, it kept coming and coming. Yeah.
Yeah. So this is perfect. So it was just more and more and more coming in. And what I'm testing in you is that it brought up some feelings of unworthiness.
Ooh. that's been one of my friends.
Yeah, so I'd like to tap that.
Okay.
And everyone can tap along with us. And even if you don't specifically relate to this, this is called borrowing benefits. The beautiful thing about this technique is we can all say it. Let's say I'm clearing issues with somebody lost their dog, and you've never had a dog in your life. Well, you've had loss in your life. And so you're going to clear out the lost feelings. So even if this event is not specific to anyone, we've all had feelings of guilt at some point. But I'm going to walk you through. And I want you to picture when the money just kept coming in and coming in and coming in.
Mm-hmm.
And can you find the point where you go, I don't deserve all this. I'm not good enough. It's not good enough. Can you find that feeling?
Well, what's interesting is I didn't feel the I'm not good enough, but I did feel like a sensation of, like, what happens when the well runs dry.
Okay, and what does happen when the well runs dry? What's the thing underneath that? That's the roller coaster, that this can't last forever. There's no way to sustain this.
Yeah,
okay.
There's an end. There's an end to the good stuff. It always comes to an end.
Oh, great. All right, let's tap that. And because I haven't got all of our points posted on the computer or anything, I'm going to have everybody tap their what's called the karate chop point. It's the outer side of the hand. If you were to be a karate person and just chop through 4 inches of pine board with the outer hand, the outside of the palm, right where you would hit that board to smash it, that's your karate chop point. And with your other hand, you're going to just tap that with your fingers. And you're just going to start tapping the outer of the palm where you would smash the boards. And I'm going to have you start saying after me, even though all this money is coming in.
All this money is coming in.
And I keep getting alerted that it's coming in.
And I keep getting alerted that it's coming in.
And so I keep checking my balance, and sure enough, it's coming in. And it's wonderful to watch it come in. And underneath all of those wonderful feelings. Is a tremendous fear. That it's going to run dry. And I don't know what I'm going to do when it runs dry. So even though I have all this wonderful money coming in, and I have all this fear of it stopping coming in. And everybody keeps saying that out loud because you're all muted. I forgot, so just say exactly what we're saying. I deeply and completely. I accept myself. I love myself. Even though I'm afraid of the well running dry. That's just an old message.
That's just an old message.
It's an old fear.
It's an old fear.
It's not really my fear.
It's not really my fear.
It's just a fear.
It's just a fear.
That fear doesn't belong to me.
That fear doesn't belong to me.
It's just a fear I'm observing.
It's just a fear I'm observing.
And it's a fear of the future.
And it's a fear of the future.
Somehow there's a, I'm afraid that in the future,
somehow
I'll be devastated.
That in the future I'll be devastated.
But I think instead.
But I think instead.
That I'll just stay present today.
That I'll just stay present today.
I think I'll be in gratitude today.
I think I'll be in gratitude today.
I get all these notices.
I get all these notices.
Of all these deposits.
Of all these deposits.
And I see the deposits with my own eyes.
And I see the deposits with my own eyes.
And they're happening in real time.
And they're happening in real time.
And they're happening in the present.
And they're happening in the present.
In the now.
In the now.
And that's really my only concern.
And that's really my only concern.
Is what's happening in the now.
Is what's happening in the now.
I love today.
I love today.
I love being present in my life today.
I love being present in my life today.
All my needs are met today.
All my needs are met today.
The right people I meet today.
The right people I meet today.
I see everything is organized to perfection.
I see everything is organized to perfection.
So tomorrow must be organized also.
So tomorrow must be organized also.
Any issue that I have today.
Any issue that I have today.
Gets an answer.
Gets an answer.
Tomorrow has its own set of questions and answers.
Tomorrow has its own set of questions and answers.
But I have today.
But I have today.
And I'm grateful for today.
And I'm grateful for today.
I'm grateful for all the chings and dings coming into my account today.
I'm grateful for all the zings and dings coming into my account today.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
Yeah, this is wonderful.
I'm learning to receive ever more.
I'm learning to receive ever more.
And this teaching that I'm experiencing.
And this teaching that I'm experiencing.
I will teach others.
I will teach others.
And that guarantees my future.
And that guarantees my future.
I'm not receiving all of this for me.
I'm not receiving all of this for me.
I'm receiving this so I can teach others how to receive.
I'm receiving this so I can teach others how to receive.
And I have immense gratitude.
And I have immense gratitude.
And I love myself.
And I love myself.
And I love my life.
And I love my life.
And everything is wonderful as all this money comes in.
And everything's wonderful as all this money comes in.
And take a big breath in. Everybody breathe in and then blow it all out, all those past programs, and just be here right now in all of this abundance. And tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling pretty good.
And you know, when you work longer, there may be other issues that come up and you follow the different sort of trail that leads. But is that feeling okay for right now?
That feels all tingly.
Good.
Yeah, tingly's good for me.
Yeah. Good. Very good.
Yeah, that felt wonderful.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you for letting me work with you.
Thank
you. And everybody, I hope all of you on the line got some benefit of staying in the moment and letting tomorrow take care of itself. So that's great.
Yeah, I think this coming out of the closet around money is really important.
Yeah.
And there's something really, one of the things that happened for me while you were leading me through that, Jackie, thank you so much, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
That was so wonderful. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you.
It was a great gift. but I also became aware of the words affecting my body. Just the fact that I am saying these words out loud as I was tapping, I felt like the words created shifts in my actual physical body.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the vibration of the word going through the cells and the meridians. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a wordsmith also. I love writing.
My husband's a journalist, so.
Yeah, and so I'm really getting the energy of how powerful this process is, because we're actually programming, you know, our bodies and our energy with expanded intelligence is what it feels like.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's well worded.
Right.
Yeah. So I want to get to some of the questions because we've got so many. But before we go on to the questions, I just one other curiosity that I have. In terms of EFT, because I haven't used it a lot.
You know what? Oh, yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Is this the kind of process that, and I've been around it for a long time because it came into my, you know, onto my, you know, radar a long time ago, and I've done it a few times. Is this the kind of tool, technique, process that you just keep finding that you've got different layers and so that there are more things? So, like, once, okay, we did this, you know, we did this bit with me. And that I'll discover that there's actually more programs, more stuff for me to
Yes,
work
one
with.
Of the mistakes that people make with any kind of a healing technique is they think they're going to finish something. You know, once I clear this one, I'll be done. Well, you'll be done with that layer.
Right.
You know, but there's just more. And so you don't, you know, the whole it's about progress, not perfection. It's just taking everything as it comes. I thought I was done with that 10 years ago. Well, obviously not, because it's coming up now.
Right.
Yeah, so you're just, that's just life. If we were done with everything, we would no longer need to be on this planet, you know.
That's right. Yeah, and it is, the other thing that I experienced was the presence piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tremendous,
Yeah, it felt very, it brought me right here, right now. And in this moment, there's not a darn thing, you know, that's needed in this. So it brought me back to that place also.
Yeah. Yeah. Beautiful. And that's where healing happens, you know. Whether it's a tumor or arthritis, but that place that you, you know, that's where it all happens. I have an idea right now, too, because, Cindy, I just know you also have a beautiful left brain idea what to do when the money comes in like this.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, it depends on how much it is, whether it's, there's kind of a couple of things. Let's take kind of a tax return since we just finished taxes and I'm still in recovery mode from tax season. But if you get a tax refund or some sort of windfall money like one time, then I recommend that you look at dividing it into thirds. And I call that a third to the past, a third to the present, and a third to the future. So some people, if they have debt, they'll want to stick it right on all the debt. And, you know, there's not really a lot of satisfaction in that the next time that, you know, you have a car repair or, you know, you wanted to go out for dinner or, you know, whatever. So if you take a third of it and put it on past debt, a third of something that you need or want now, and a third to the future, which could be saving up for something or perhaps retirement or, you know, something that's going to happen in the future. And so you kind of get a little bit of benefit in multiple areas.
That's wonderful. It's so simple and elegant.
Isn't it, though?
Right.
And then there's no guilt or fear. Am I spending too much now? Should I save it all? Should I put it all? You know, and it just is so clear.
Right.
And it brings,
you know,
a lot of peace.
Yeah, and celebrate, you know, that you can do all of these things because, again, your body doesn't know that it's only some, you know, some amount of money. It knows whether you're excited about it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you had like a bigger increase in income, or people that have uneven income, we have a process in a Financial Course in Miracles that we call scoops, and we would tell you the whole story there. It's probably too long for here. But if you consider, like, let's say right now that, you know, you have a pretty normal income stream, whatever normal looks like to you. And so we would call that two scoops. And then if you see a bunch of money coming to you, or maybe a raise, or, you know, for whatever reason you're going to have an increase in income, or maybe you just want to try out what it would be like to have an increase in income, then we do a spending plan with three scoops. And that would be where you decide in advance how to allocate the money. So all the money, one of my sayings is like every dollar has a job. Every dollar has to be told what to do and where to go. And so by saying, okay, well, what happens if I make, you know, $10,000 more a month? What would I do with the money? And that way, again, your body knows what it's going to do with it, and it doesn't have to get scared that more money is going to come in because it knows exactly what to do with it. And then on the other hand, if you're a person that has uneven income, or you're worried about job loss and you want to cut back, then we would create a one scoop month plan. And so again, in advance, all of the decisions are made about where the cuts are going to be. Mm-hmm. And so therefore, if someone, you know, comes home from work and says, "Honey, it's a one scoop month," you don't have to be afraid. All the decisions have been made about where to cut, and that plan goes into action.
Oh, that sounds fantastic. Is this something you do in your private practice, or something that's covered in the course?
Both. Yes, I do it with one-on-one, but it is one of the things that we talk a lot about spending plans, which is different than a budget. A spending plan is where you decide where the money is going to go mm-hmm. in advance. I mean, you can do a spending plan for the rest of the year if you wanted to. I usually have my clients try to do it around this time of the month for May, for example, because mm-hmm. You know a lot of what's going to happen, and after a while, we try to get the spending plan so that as many things are fixed as possible, and I have different strategies for how to fix, mm-hmm. you know, how to make things be the same every month. And so once you get a spending plan that's, you know, pretty consistent from month to month, and how to handle those unexpected things, the strategies for that, then you know where to cut if you need to, or you know where to add back in if you have extra money coming in. And so we teach that in our Financial Course in Miracles webinar, our 10-week series.
Wonderful. So I wanted to move on to our questions because time is slipping. So we had quite a number of questions, and some of them I'm actually going to read literally because they were very specific, and then a number of them I actually grouped together and just rephrased so that I could cover several questions in one go. So one of the questions that I saw was, how can you shift your attitude toward money?
That's a big drawing my breath in and out. I think the interesting thing about money is to remember that it's just a bunch of paper with numbers. So to remember that money is neutral. It's not attacking you. It's not threatening you. It's not punishing you. It's not doing anything. And so you want to look for your patterns. We were talking about this before. So let's say you're afraid to have money around. That's an interesting one. So sometimes you want to start with just keeping a $20 bill in your wallet for 3 months. Now, if that doesn't bring a charge up or a nervousness, then put in a $100 bill. And if that still doesn't make you, find an amount that's uncomfortable, that makes you uncomfortable to have it in your wallet, and put it there, whether it's $100, $300. Sometimes when I started this in the 80s, it was a $10 bill. So it just depends on where you're at with your money. And you mark the day that you put it in your wallet, and you're going to leave it there for 90 days. And if you take it out for any reason, you start back on day number one. And you're going to just watch the feelings that come up with it, because you're developing a relationship from scratch this way. You know, you're starting with just a little bit out of your comfort zone, just where you start to get uncomfortable. And then you're going to do the EFTs. If you go to our website and download that our sample EFT video where I'm on the camera and I'm showing you how to tap the different acupuncture points on your body, and that's a video for prosperity to open yourself up to money, and you'll find these things starting to clear out. So that's one way that I do it, is help people get comfortable and sustain it. Like mm-hmm. Cindy talks about, well, you could talk about the easy stretch. You've sort of mentioned that.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, and I think we have a process that we call easy stretch and miracle around setting goals. And I would just encourage people to take that really small step. You know, here's another practical, tip that you could use is just to put one thing back at the grocery store. You know, as you go through, we all have extra things in our cart that we didn't, you know, have on the list when we came in, or have in our mind that, you know, we an impulse purchase. And so just as you put things on the conveyor, just say, you know what, I'm going to put one thing back, and celebrate that, and take that $2.74 or whatever it might be, and take it, you know, write your check or get your debit card for more than you actually, you know, for enough to cover whatever that was. Let's say it was $5. So get $5 more. Take that $5 and put it in a jar and start to build that and celebrate. Wow, I've got all this money in the jar. And then, you know, if you have a car repair or something, then you got money to deal with it. And wow, doesn't that feel great?
I do want to add one more thing here, because that's just so true what Cindy's saying. You know, what I personally found in my money journey, I mean, I hired Cindy as a money coach to get to my next step. Like I said, I just didn't know what to do with it. And there was a lot of waste in things. But a lot of it was the hot potato effect. I just wanted to get rid of it. I wasn't comfortable with what came in, especially when I had new giant surges in income, same kind of a thing. I got nervous. So part of it is, you know, it doesn't matter. You could be the number one tennis player in the world. You still have a coach. You know, having a coach, a group, a collective consciousness, so you're not doing it alone. Oftentimes, because you're changing a relationship, and to try to do it on your own is quite a bit harder than to be mm-hmm. in a group or with a coach, whether it's one-on-one or with a group. I happen to love groups so much. I have a bunch of groups at my office, four of them a week, plus this one, because I've had a private practice one-on-one for many, many years. Love it. But I notice people heal faster when there's more than two people, because you get the exponential power, that collective consciousness. Everybody in that group wants you to succeed, and it helps you imprint your growth. You activate your growth and your success, you know, in a group. And that's another reason we started this, is to have a place that you could come and handle all these money issues as they come up, because they'll come up.
Yeah, they will. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's excellent. Well, that's why I'm doing this series.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that when we do things collectively, it's much more powerful, it's easier, and you have the environmental support to move.
That's right, the environmental support. That's exactly right, yeah.
Yeah.
And you have people that have gone before you, and that makes it easier. You're not hacking a new path in a jungle. You've got a clear path.
Yeah, well, you've already shared so many tips that are fantastic. That Cindy, well, I don't know if you had anything to add.
Yeah, I think in the case of money, there's so much, you know, shame, blame, and guilt around money, that being in a group and realizing maybe for the first time in your life that you're not a weirdo, you're not worthless, you're not a terrible person because of the way that you handle your money, because there are other people there, and inevitably I can almost guarantee that there will be somebody there that you'll just go, oh my gosh, am I glad I don't have that one. I don't have that problem. And so you get to really feel like a real, regular, worthwhile person who has some challenges that need to be addressed and can be addressed. And that is an incredible feeling of just peace and abundance when you realize that, you know, you don't have to be in that black hole all by yourself.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you. I'm going to move on to my next question here. How can you help someone if they're in an extreme state of lack? I mean, I'm talking extreme, someone who's really having a very hard time, like even putting food on the table. I know that some folks are in a really extreme state right now. Any tips, anything you can offer?
Cindy, how about on your end? I know, is that, what would you?
Well, again, there are, you know, I would encourage people to reach out to other people. There are resources out there that sometimes, you know, we don't really want to tap into. And yet that's what they're there for. You know, people who, you know, don't like to go to a food bank. But, you know, that's really what it's there for. And I would first seek out whatever resources there are, and also to see if you can still find some small kernel of peace or joy in your life that doesn't have to do with money. Because we know money touches everything, and money also, everything touches money. And so if you can just find some other area of your life to celebrate, it can spill over into the money.
And I would even celebrate, you know, from the place of dealing with consciousness and gratitude. Way back in the 80s, I was in Debtors Anonymous trying to get a handle on why I always spent more than I made, and so little by little every year I was going down. And no matter what I made, I created more debt than income. So I was spiraling down, and I was able to get the help I needed before I lost my house. But that came from a belief within myself. I created that. You know, this is my own personal journey, created that debt greater than cash flow. And it had to do with a lot of self-esteem issues. But one of the things back then in the 80s in Debtors Anonymous, wherever you were financially, whether you were living in your car or in the garage apartment of your grandparents, whatever circumstance you're in, you wake up in the morning, you go, you know, you start with what you're grateful for. Whether it's, you know, where the orange groves are, where you can pick some oranges and you get to go to the food bank, and you've got to get into gratitude. And again, the EFT is free. Emotional Freedom Technique is free. The way to learn it is free. And these are self-healing techniques. But again, when you're that far down, for whatever reasons, I don't want anybody to blame themselves. No one is to blame for the situation they find themselves in. If we could just accept life has some ups and downs, and these are all opportunities for growth. And the first thing is to let go of blame and shame and start with the gratitude. And that will start to get answers in. But I would get into a group, whether it's a church group, whether, you know, we're just starting our company for a second time. We don't have a scholarship fund at this point, but obviously that's something we would have. But there are classes, books, groups.
Yeah, and this is one of those places where you could start your own group.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
If you don't have the resources, I know that one of the best ways that I've actually learned anything is by deciding, you know what, I don't know a lot about that, but I want to learn, so I'm going to do a class on it.
Beautiful.
Right.
Beautiful.
And, you know, there are a number of really excellent books out there. I think, and Debtors Anonymous is a great resource. It's not in every city, but Debtors Anonymous is great. There's also a couple of my favorite books are anything by Mary Hunt. She wrote Debt Proof Living. She's a great resource. If you're struggling with what we call under-earning, there's a book called Earn What You Deserve, and that's a real eye-opener book.
Even the title sounds good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And then, you know, there's a couple of the, you know, now I'm not going to be able to think what the titles are. A couple of the ones that are stories, I think The Richest Man in Babylon is a good one, that are really quite, you know, that one is really a short, quick read.
Yeah.
But it really, again, you're focusing on something besides the stress and lack that you're feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the interesting things, the Financial Course in Miracles gets its name because we have this, it's based on the principles of A Course in Miracles. And that's been around for about 40 years.
And it's the pathway to God through forgiveness. And this is where all healing happens. So again, if you feel like things haven't gone your way, or the world's against you, or you screwed up and you hurt yourself, all of that, you want to get the Course in Miracles. It's online for free. Borrow a book, you know, and start to forgive yourself and everyone and every event in your life. You just start to forgive and forgive, and you will find peace. And peace goes along with prosperity. Peace generates different kinds of connections. You'll meet different people. Things will start to change.
Right. Look at Jackie and I getting together on this.
And
it's actually a whole long story of how this all happened. And it all actually, for me, dates back to being at a conference and being at lunch with five other women and exchanging business cards, and I wrote a nice to meet you note to one of the women, and now I've made a lot of money through that particular contact over the years and got hooked up with Jackie through that one single thank you card that I wrote to that woman.
Wow. Yeah, you know, the pathway to prosperity and to just opening up to a new way of being is serendipitous like that, isn't it? You create an intention, and sometimes the intention cannot be so clear. It can just be a general intention, and the things that sets into movement are extraordinary. So I wanted to take a little bit of time because
sure.
I know I'm actually so excited about your course. I'm going to go check it out myself because, Jackie, I can totally identify with, you know, always some of the patterns that you've mentioned. I'm like, oh, no, Jackie, I probably need to work with you guys now. But I'd like for you to just tell us a little bit more about your course. I know that you are doing something really wild, like it's like almost 50% off, if not 50% off. And I'd like for you to tell us a little bit about your course. It's a 10-week course, yes?
Right.
Yeah.
And the pricing that we have is 50% off. And we decided, because we had so many people that were telling us that they really, really wanted to attend, but they were afraid of spending the money, they were afraid of the future. And so I think we coined this word, Jackie, in our last class, that the recession is really a reception. If you say that really fast, reception, it sounds a little bit like recession, but it's a resetting of lots of things, a renewal, a change, a reset of our internal clocks and our internal belief system. And so so we're celebrating this reception by offering the class at 50% off.
Yeah, and another reason this comes about is I just trust the timing of it. We had a great class the first time. We're really excited about this. It starts tomorrow night at, oh, my goodness, it's 6 o'clock Pacific Coast time. It's an hour and a half. It is a webinar and for 10 weeks. And we want to work with as many people as possible. We didn't want that to get in the way because anytime you give, we're always going to receive back. So, you know, that's all taken care of for us. We just would love people to try this. We know they'll love it. They'll benefit from it. And, you know, working with this call and the people on this call, they don't know us. You know, everybody that started the class had a connection with Cindy or myself. They've known us, you know, before. So we're reaching out to new people and so we're just making it an offer they can't refuse.
That's right. We'll even let them make payments.
Yeah, so really, I mean, it's really amazing. And even in a very hardship, because we have some people out here that are taking it in, it's going to be $125 two payments. So that is beautiful. And it can really turn your life around, you know,
right.
To work, again, with the group and get that reset in your mind. Start to forgive yourself. You know, it doesn't matter where you start. You start where you're at. Where you're at today is the perfect starting place for you. It's perfect. Without judgment, there's always the way to move forward.
And go ahead, Cindy.
Well, I was just going to tell them a little bit about the format of the class. When we start the class, we like to celebrate miracles, those small victories in any area, not just money. And then if somebody's stuck around something, Jackie will do a quick EFT and kind of set the tone for the class and clear out those stuck places so people are open to the topic of the night, which is we have a whole bunch of tools and strategies and things that we'll be sharing. And then someone gets to be personally coached and have a personal EFT session with Jackie. And that's amazing. We do the same thing where everyone is tapping and borrowing the benefits from everyone else. And then at the conclusion of the class, we let them know what their field work is for the next week. Jackie has created a series of more EFT videos around such topics as a leap of faith and knowing where, you know, that everything is perfect now. And there's 10 of those. And then we have various documents and things that people will be working on. We start out with values and goals and sort of taking people's temperature about where they are in different financial areas. And then we also, we're going to try Facebook this time, too, as a way for people to interact more.
Mm. We have a special group for the group. Yeah, so we have more photos and input and links so we can be more. We really love sharing with the group, letting the group make their contacts and connections. We have some in New Orleans who love dogs and someone here at the beaches of California that love dogs. And then we also have a veterinarian up in the mountains that love dogs. So that was a really fun link, you know, to watch happen.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, and let people connect and create their own opportunities. We talk a lot about opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to create a way for people to connect with each other.
Yeah, because that really does accelerate it. That's one of the mm-hmm. things that I know for myself. When I get something, and I know this from an energetic perspective, it's not only myself, and you have already mentioned this, it's not only for myself. It's actually the more that I come in line with who I really am, the more that everybody has access to that because I decide to choose, you know, to line up with who I really am. So folks getting a handle on their money, if this isn't like one of the most timely topics and the most perfect time to do this kind of work right now, it's a collective. It's not only an individual piece of work in terms of getting your own money around, but I think it adds to the collective of all of us really coming into a new relationship with money.
It is. I can just tell you a real quick little miracle along those lines. I'm sure other people here have lived in fear of accidents or central air going out. And a week ago or two, my windshield of my car was broken. And I have a $500 deductible, and the windshield was $498. Before my mind would go, oh, you know, that's a certain number of hours of clients I have to see or a certain number of blah, blah, blah. But with Cindy, for the last few years, I go, oh, that's in my anti-emergency fund. I've got money for emergencies now. So I don't have that sudden accelerated heart rate,
uh-huh.
No panic, no stress. It's like, oh, that's what the money's there for. I've got a cushion just for emergencies, so emergencies don't scare me anymore. Is that fantastic?
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
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 I got a question. Will the seminars be recorded for listening at another time?
Oh, yes. They are webinar format. And that if you haven't done one of those before, it means you get to actually see me do things on the screen. We have a PowerPoint. You can actually see everything. So we're just, including as many senses as possible. And then I actually found this little free utility online that lets us separate the video from the audio. So we put the audio up there, too, so after you've heard it either live the first time or catch it on replay or re-listen to it, but you want to just re-listen without the video, you can do that, too. And we did that for all of the EFT videos, too. So, again, once you know the steps of it, if you want to put it on your iPod or listen in the car or whatever, you can just have the audio. And then all of the documents and things that we use and various tools that we have, they're all going to be placed for download. So, yes, you can listen to it after the fact. You can, if you miss one, you can re-catch it. And you can also just listen again so you get more of it each time.
Yeah, because that does happen. When you listen to something more than once, you'll hear things that you'll swear you didn't hear before.
Right.
And you really didn't.
Yeah, that's right. So I wanted to let folks know, if you're on the webcast, there's an actual button on the lower right-hand side that will take you to the page where you can sign up for this wonderfully discounted in-time course. Can you also give us the web link just in case for those folks who are only on the bridge line?
Sure, and I would encourage you all to go there. It's a single page, and it has the sampler package with the Prosperity EFT and the other tools that you can download for free. We'd love to have all of you get started with that. Maybe you can't make it this time, maybe, you know, for whatever reason. We are going to do it again in the fall. And then the order page is on there, too. If you just scroll down, you'll find that you can actually order, you know, sign up for the course as well. And it's all at financialcourseinmiracles.com. So you have to put the letter A. So A, financialcourseinmiracles.com.
Well, thank you very much, Cindy and Jackie. This has been an information-packed hour together. I know that folks will be able to listen to it again for 48 hours so they can go through that EFT process again and get all of the tips that you've shared in our time together. You're doing great work, ladies. And
thank you. It's pretty exciting.
It's
yeah,
very
exciting.
Thanks for letting us share.
Yeah. So thank you for being with us.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yes, get the goodies and share them with your friends. There are such
right.
wonderful things there. Just enjoy them.
Yeah, and I will send a link to folks on my list just so that they have the links there handy, because sometimes that's a little easier. And I'll also put some of the titles of the books that Cindy shared with us and the link
okay.
and the link to the well to your page with all of your great stuff. So thank you, ladies, for being with us, and thank you.
Thank you
to everyone you. For being here at Self Care Mastery. Take care.
Have a beautiful afternoon and evening. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.